Ray Kaplan joins us now. She's our student debt expert. She is America's student debt expert. You should put that on your business cards, Ray.
Maybe I will.
And also conspiracy theorists, you know, like about Martians and things like that.
Aliens. And UFOs, right.
Your interests are many. Now, Terry Savage on the Wintrust Business Lunch yesterday talked a little bit about this and deferred to you on it as well. What is this new program to perhaps defer or actually eliminate interest on student loans?
Well, this is really interesting, John, because I know you and I have talked about this many times on the air, and you've often suggested, and callers have suggested, well, why doesn't Congress just get rid of the interest on these loans? And my answer is always, well, because I assume they want to make money on these loans, et cetera, et cetera. So what they're doing with these proposed regulations, which are still under a comment period for at least the next 30 days, is essentially under one of the income-driven payment plans, they would increase the amount of income protected from repayment to 225% of the federal poverty guidelines, which means that, for example, if you're a single borrower and you make less than $30,500, your monthly payment would be zero. And if you are a household of, let's say, four people making below $62,400, you would also have a $0 monthly payment on your student loan. And if you're in this income-driven payment plan, there is a 100% interest subsidy, which essentially means 0% interest accruing on your loans while you're in this income-driven repayment, which is really very interesting and a huge benefit for our borrowers because for public sector loan forgiveness, it's great because it just means that your payments that you're making towards that 10-year payment plan are going to be slashed in half for most people. So your payment's going to go way down, and then you're still going to get the balance of that loan forgiven after 10 years while working full-time in the public sector. But for those of us who work in the private sector, it's still a 25-year payment plan, but the issue with that before your loans are forgiven, because your loans are forgiven after 25 years in an income-driven payment plan when you work in the private sector. But the issue there was that there's something that we would call the tax bomb. So all of the interest would normally be accruing on your loans, even if your monthly payments were low. At the end, when your loans were forgiven, you would have to pay income taxes on that huge loan balance that was just forgiven by the federal government.
Right.
Well, with this plan, 0% interest will be accruing, so that means much, much less of any kind of a tax liability.
On the forgiveness program, I think it ended last June. That is, you need to have borrowed the money prior to a certain date. Will everybody be eligible for this program, regardless of the date, if they qualify?
So this is where it gets a little bit complicated. So most borrowers will be eligible for this. The issue is whether or not we can get this plan to apply to federal Parent PLUS loans. That's really the big one, because federal Parent PLUS loans are eligible for an income-driven payment plan that is the most expensive one, and it's a 20% of your income calculation. We've actually figured out a way where we should be able to get Parent PLUS loans also eligible for this program, but it's crucial that we have to take the right steps before consolidation because it's a complicated process. So for parents out there, this is very important information, and for borrowers, because if we can get more parents into this revised pay-as-you-earn income-based repayment plan, that's going to make a huge difference as well.
Hmm. I know that some of the previous ideas, at least forgiveness, was challenged in court and by members of Congress. It seems as though this plan, Ray, does not require congressional approval. It's a policy that is in place, but now they're just changing the numbers to 100%, if I've got that correct. And the other thing I want you to comment on after a quick break is, what about the interest that I've already paid? Would they retroactively subtract that from maybe the principal that I still owe? Or what about the interest that people have previously paid? You're saying going forward, 0% interest, but what about those who have been paying 8% all along? My number's 312-981-7200. Maybe you have a question, too. We'll pick up some phone calls and answer some text questions for Ray Kaplan in just a second. But Ray, just talk to me about the interest that people have already paid on student loans. They're not going to retroactively subtract that, are they?
No, there's nothing in the proposed regulation that addresses past interest amounts paid. And interest that you pay on your student loans is tax deductible, so that's one benefit. But no, in this proposed regulation, it's really just forward-looking. So the big news, I think, is that the department's proposed regulations, borrowers won't see their balances balloon while they're making their regular payments, even those who have a $0 monthly payment, and pretty much everybody's payment is going to be cut in half. But there are things that you have to do, affirmative steps that you have to take in order to get into this payment plan. And not all federal student loans are going to be eligible, but I will say that most will be. So that's certainly something that that we're going to be helping with moving forward.
Should I care if I'm participating in forbearance or if I'm going to be eligible for forgiveness? Will signing up for one program make me ineligible for another?
Well, no. So actually, under this new regulation, one of the other benefits is that previous periods of forbearance will now count as though you were in repayment. So it'll get you closer to getting your loans forgiven. I think they're really trying to address the big complaint that people have, which is, you know, I've had these loans for 20 years. When do these finally go away? And so they're trying to get you closer to forgiveness by making those periods of forbearance actually count. So that's another nice, really nice benefit, actually.
But if I owe $17,822 and it's growing at 8% a year, now if I make a payment, it's going to subtract from that amount. And next year, it's not going to grow at all, right? There will be no interest added. Is that correct?
Exactly, as long as you're in this particular payment plan.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, talk about a 180. Not only was it too high, folks were just clamoring for how about 2 or 3%, whatever the going rate was once upon a time. But now it's going to go to zero. And will the president be able to pull this off? Does he have the power to do this?
Well, this is a change to the regulations, so it's basically a change to the rules that already exist. So I think that this has a very, very good chance of not being challenged. And I think it actually has a lot of bipartisan support. I don't hear any rumors about Republicans getting ready to challenge this because it's not just forgiveness across the board.
Yep.
People are still being required to make payments.
It does seem to be a compromise, doesn't it? Okay, we're really going to help you out, but we're not going to wipe it out. And that seems to be appropriate. A couple of phone calls for Ray Kaplan, 312-981-7200. Marge, you go first. What can we do for you, Marge? You're on the air.
Hi. So I was just saying my daughter-in-law had 5 loans at the beginning when she graduated, which was during the pandemic. She's a physical therapist, not in a high-need area. She's been making $2,000 a month payments and has 2 of her loans gone. So she's down to only having 3 left. So will she still continue to keep the 0% financing and just have to make her payments?
Okay, so this is a great question. So first of all, does your daughter work for a big hospital system?
No. And I wish she did, because I think that would help.
Right? Wait, but the thrust of that is public or private. What kind of company does she work for?
Private.
Private company. Okay, so if that's the case, then we're not going for public service loan forgiveness. So what we would want to take a look at for your daughter is doing a federal consolidation to get her credit towards getting her loans forgiven under this new IDR regulation and cutting her payments likely in half or possibly even more than that, depending on her family size. So I can tell you, just based on what you're telling me, her monthly payment sounds extremely high, and I'm pretty sure we'll be able to get it down probably by at least 50%. Are we sure she has federal student loans?
Yes, they are definitely federal loans. And at the beginning, if there hadn't been a pause, her required loan amount would have been like $1,600. On her own, during the pause, she's been paying $2,000 a month.
Okay, great. So sure, something else to consider.
Pardon me, go ahead, Ray.
Sorry.
Something else. It's okay. No, something else I was just going to say we might want to consider, and that we'll go over this with your daughter, but it might make sense for her to get a refund of the payments that she's made during the pandemic and then do a federal consolidation, get her closer to forgiveness, and then slash her payment in half and get her into this payment plan, which is going to be 0% interest. So that's something, you know, we can do an analysis and go over all the options. And then, of course, your daughter would make the decision as to how she should go forward. But the point is to kind of understand how these new rules could potentially impact her, because for certain, we can get her payment much lower than $1,600.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot. Marge, hold the line for a second. We'll give everybody the information on how to contact Ray if you want. But are you saying, Ray, that if I have a private loan, as it sounds like this listener's family does, I can convert that, borrow money from the federal government to pay off the private loan, so I now have a federal public loan, and then, no, it's private versus public employment. So how do you fix that?
So the key here is, first, we want to establish that her daughter has federal student loans, because this stuff does not apply to private student loans, only federal loans. And the way you know if you have federal loans is you go to studentaid.gov, create your account, and your federal loans will populate in there. That's the Department of Ed's website. Of course, we can walk everybody through this, too. Now, the other issue is, does she work at a not-for-profit? We've had a lot of clients who think that they work for a private company, when it actually turns out that it's a not-for-profit entity.
That's
something else that we would want to just make sure, because that means paying on your loans for 10 years, getting them forgiven versus 20 or 25 years. So all that stuff has to be kind of unwound.
I have one last question. Marge, are you still on the line? How much does this daughter-in-law of yours owe? Do you know offhand?
Now she's down to, I think, 85-ish.
85,000, right?
Maybe about 80,000.
Yeah, that's those numbers are just staggering to me. I wish you good luck. Here's how to reach Ray Kaplan. You can click on financialrelief.com. Is that the best way to do it, Ray? Send them to the website?
That's great. Or give us a call, 312-294-8989.
That's Ray Kaplan, Kaplan Law. Okay, Ray, thanks for your help today. Keep us posted, okay?
I sure will, John. Thank you.